This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Robustelli, R-O-B-U-S-T-E-L-L-I, first name Maria, M-A-R-I-A, date of birth May 18, 1996, date of evaluation November 17, 2025, the referring physician Roots R-O-O-T-S Clinic. The chief complaint, shortness of breath, the HBI. The patient is a 29-year-old female who reports shortness of breath of 1 month duration, period. She reports that she was walking up the stairs when 1 month ago when she developed severe shortness of breath. This was associated with vomiting, period. She was then seen at the emergency room at San Leandro, at which time she was about to be discharged, but subsequently passed out, period. The workup apparently was unremarkable, period. The patient was subsequently seen by her primary care physician and referred for evaluation. She has had no further episodes of syncope, period. The past medical history includes 1, prediabetes. Next number. Nausea, period, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications, losartan 25 milligrams one daily, furosemide 20 milligrams one daily, vitamin D. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had cancer and permanent pacemaker, social history. She denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had some weight gain, period. The eyes, she wears reading glasses. Oral cavity. She has bleeding gums. Respiratory, she has had cough and dyspnea, period. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea and vomiting. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable except neurologic, which is significant for dizziness. The physical examination, blood pressure 119/69, pulse 70, respiratory rate 18, height 59 inches, weight 176 pounds. There is correction cardiovascular. There is a soft systolic murmur at the apex. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 86 beats per minute. There is deep T-wave inversion in the anterior leads, period. Mild non-specific SD depression loaded, period. There is evidence of right ventricular hypertrophy, period. The impression, this is a 29-year-old female who presents with shortness of breath and syncope, period. She has an abnormal EKG, period. the etiology of her syncope / dyspnea is not clear, period. Certainly, pulmonary embolism is a consideration, period. The patient is noted to have history of prediabetes and hypertension, period. Blood pressure is reasonably controlled, period. The plan, I will obtain echocardiogram to assess LV function and wall motion abnormality, further to determine wall thickness, period. Consideration for CT angio to rule out additional coronary dysfunction, period. Would want to rule out anomalous coronaries resulting in syncope, period. Dr. Wallington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.